All right, beloved, welcome back. This is Revelation lesson 193. And tonight we are looking at the Lord's clarion call to action. As of course you realize now, we are in Revelation chapter 22, the final book of the Bible and of the book of Revelation. Now we've already looked at verse 5. We looked at that under the lesson on the abolition of the greater and lesser light. So tonight we will begin in what many call the conclusion portion, which is beginning at verse 6, which will go all the way to the end of the chapter. Not in this lesson tonight, but what tonight we want to look at is verse 6 and 7. So if you have Revelation 22, 6 and 7, please say amen. Very good. You don't have to stand, you don't have to read out loud. But look there and follow along in your sword with me at verse 6. It says, "And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done." Verse 7, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Well, let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Lord, we thank you for this time we have to assemble ourselves together and to study your word. Now, Father, I pray that you'll hide me behind the cross, put your words in my mouth, and help me to teach and preach tonight. And, Father, we thank you for all of the many blessings you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. In our last lesson, beloved, we observed the beautification of the earth with the paradise of God once again. And this, well, not once again, but the paradise of God returned, but this earth that we see in Revelation 22, of course, is the new earth, the new heaven and the new earth. And we also learned of an interesting take on the meaning of healing. Now tonight we hear the Lord's call, which is a very clarion call to action. And we'll see what that action is. All right, beginning there in verse 6, it says, "And he said unto me," now that is the angel that spoke with him. Go back up to verse 1. "And he showed me a pure river of water, out of a water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." You say, okay, who's that? All right, go back into chapter 21. Look at verse 9. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." That's the last time we see anyone there who is identified as the one speaking to John. So this is the he which said unto me, that is me being John. Now what did he say to John? He said, "These sayings are faithful and true." Now J. Vernon McGee says, "The Lord Jesus puts his own seal upon this book. These words, these sayings are faithful and true. It means that no man is to trifle with them by spiritualizing them or reducing them to meaningless symbols. Our Lord is talking about reality," end quote. I would be furthermore to add here that you don't mess with God's word in our King James Bible. This is the way it is. This is the God's word preserved to us in our English language. That's exactly what we're supposed to have. Do not mess with it. Do not tamper with it. Do not try to change it around and turn it upside down and inside out. It's not for you and I to change, but rather to let it change our hearts. Then he says, "And the Lord God of the holy prophets." Now this is merely telling us here that God is the one who put the words, his word, into the mouths of the prophets, the holy men of God as they were moved, Peter once spoke of in his writing. And what did he say here? He says, "Sent his angel to show unto his servant the thing which must shortly be done." Now, don't necessarily think that all angels are who they are. Consider this. Go back to Revelation 1:1, just for a moment. Now watch what it said. "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant, things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John." Now flip back to Revelation 19:10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we'll turn back now to Revelation 22:6. You see, what we must understand, as we will see more of next time, John will attempt this yet again, to fall down at the angel's feet to worship him. But understand that an angel is a messenger. Now we understand the one speaking to him, and he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophet sent his angel to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. The angel that is speaking to him is one of the angels that had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, according to Revelation 21:9. But that does not necessarily mean that the angel spoken of here in verse 6, chapter 22, sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. You're going to find out exactly who that angel spoken of there is. So please don't get the two mixed up together. And remember, as we saw back in chapters 2 and 3, that just because the Bible says angel, it doesn't mean a supernatural winged creature, like a cherubim or a seraphim. Remember, there are no two-winged angels in the Bible. That is completely mythological. It does not exist. So anyway, this angel spoken of here is the one referenced in Revelation 1:1, not the one referenced in Revelation 21:9, just so we clear that up and understand that. All right, he says then in verse 7, Behold. Now, notice that if you should see it inside of your Bible, that is red. So now Jesus is taking over speaking. He says, Behold. Now you say, well, how do you know that? Well, you'll see that in just a moment. So behold. Now, behold means to look at this. Pay attention. This is important. So Jesus then is grabbing our attention and basically telling us to look his direction, as always. And now what does he tell us? Look at the next point here. I come quickly. Now for you and I, this quickly has been 2,000 years roughly. But here we see that quickly is relative to God's timing. And what may be quickly for him may be an awfully long time for us down here. Consider 2 Peter 3:8 that shows us this in regard. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. Now that doesn't mean that 1,000 years equals one day in heaven, because there is no time in heaven. Merely this is telling us that God's way of calculating and keeping time is different than you and I consider different. His quick is not our equivalent of quick down here. Then he says, Blessed is he. So this is, blessed is the person by God. About what? Continuing. That keepeth the sayings of the prophecy. Now that is, it means to obey the statements of this message from God. So this is God's clarion call to action. Keepeth the sayings of the prophecy. Now, he is reminding us then that all these things written here are true. And he's telling us that he's coming quickly. And furthermore, he's telling us to keep or to obey the sayings of this book. And since this book is contained within the book, the Bible, this could be applied then to represent the whole of scriptural doctrinal teaching. So that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy. Remember, prophecy is a message. It is a call to hear and respond to God's message. So this prophecy then is the preaching or the utterance of the message of God. So this statement by Jesus here is telling us that we will be blessed if we keep or obey the sayings of the preaching, the saying of the message. So what message? What saying? It says, of this book. And again, as I said before, this book refers not only to Revelation here, but also by application to the Bible. So we are told here that this clarion call to action echoes what Paul said, echoes what Peter said, essentially that if we believe that Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is coming back very soon to this earth to rapture and take us all away, then we need to be living like it. We need to be about our Father's business. Now is the time for action in our lives as believers, not of inaction, not of laziness. I mean, now is the time when the churches need to be full, not falling away and empty, full of preachers preaching to pews, you see. So, what do you know? Y'all might beat me out before I even get back. Wow, so there it is. One page of notes, and that's all I wrote, not she wrote. She don't write sermons. I pray the Lord writes my sermon. So there you go. Short, sweet, and to the point. Like me, maybe. Anyway, I want to thank you all tonight for being patient with me and also for your understanding. I know that there is a different chemistry. There is a different blessing that we have by being able to meet together and to worship together in spirit and in truth. And I apologize that I have been unable to rejoin you at this time. But as you know, beloved, as a pastor, my first and foremost duty is to God. And as your pastor, my duty is here in this church. I love Danieltown Baptist Church. There have been so many years in my past 13 and a half years that I have never been away from this pulpit. Many preachers, you know, go on vacation. And they take vacation. And for the life of me, I just can't wrap my head around it. If I'm not here on Sunday or Wednesday, especially if I'm not preaching somewhere, I just don't feel right. Because I know it's not right. But there are times that I am called away to preach and to speak the Lord's word and to assist. And this is one of those cases where I've been called upon away from the pulpit to help a family in their time of loss and of grief. So do pray for this family that has lost their loved one, because, beloved, it could be one of us here this week mourning over the loss of one of us, one of our very own. We never know. We never know truly when God is going to call us home. And hence it goes back to the Lord's clarion call to action, does it not? That if we are here and we're lost, he's calling us to believe. If we're saved, he's calling us to live like we're saved, to act and conduct ourselves in a way and manner that is pleasing unto him. Well, I'll stop flapping my jaws now and let y'all head on to the house while there's still daylight out. So anyway, please pray for me in my safe journey here. And so I'll call upon Daddy, if you will dismiss us. And y'all go ahead and lock up, and I will see you at the next appointed hour. Thank you, and God bless you, and may God bless our church. Thank you so much.